New York State has done what it can with a new requirement that the batteries and smoke alarms must last for 10 years. That ends that awkward crawl up the too-short ladder to change the batteries at the beginning and end of daylight saving time. Now Red Cross is continuing its Sound the Alarm program. That involves giving and installing free new smoke alarms and showing residents how to put together a family escape plan, just in case. Red Cross of Western and Central New York Regional CEO Alan Turner says there's a recent example of the value of the alarms.
This includes Mary Martinez, whose Bailey Avenue apartment caught fire in January of 2017. The smoke alarms installed in her apartment by the Red Cross volunteers just 3 weeks earlier were the only working smoke alarms in the entire complex. Because of those alarms, not only did Miriam get out safely, but she helped the other 16 residents in the building safely escape as well.
That's different from the 7 people a day who die in home fires, mostly without smoke alarms. Turner points out the Red Cross knows about fires since they help people burned out of their home tens of thousands of times a year across the country. Last year, volunteers with the Red Cross installed 2,100 free smoke detectors in Western New York and plan to do that again from the end of this month until May 11th. The volunteers are even geared up for the many languages spoken in this area with special electronic translation services. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.